It is time now for Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hello, Marshall. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So, Ruth, when is this stupid primary in Connecticut going to be over?
I think tomorrow at 8, Marshall.
I'm so confused by all the signs I see. Here's the strangest thing.
Here's the strangest thing.
The only thing I know for sure is Ned Lamont is the Connecticut is running for the
Governor.
Connecticut, and he's going up against
Joe Ganim.
Who?
Joe's out of jail about a year and a half.
And you can't make this up. Well, yeah.
No.
I mean,
yeah,
nowadays,
you can.
Yeah, you can.
But,
nowadays, yes.
But Ned Lamont is the person who basically forced Joe Lieberman to run as an independent, who primaried Lieberman, uses Lieberman's tactics to run against him, like Lieberman did to Lowell Weicker, and actually won the primary. But then Lieberman
got him. Yeah. Yeah, it's so, and they're just, I mean, the list of Republicans running, I can't keep all the S's straight.
And you know what? Nobody's putting their party affiliation on their signs. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, is there a reason?
Danger Will Robinson.
Unbelievable.
So, yes, it'll be over soon, but then we start for the November stuff, so there's got to be a better way for elections to be held in this country. And how about the money going into all this stuff?
Well, this is another thing that's absolutely stunning. When you've got national money going into congressional elections that amount to small counties, okay,
mm-hmm.
and that
mm-hmm.
amount to $5 to $10 million in congressional. This happened to Andrew Rohrbach, if you remember.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party came in
with
big funds at the last minute to try to defeat him. That's not what defeated him. What defeated him was the conservatives backed off and didn't support Andrew. That's what he lost, not because of the. But all the money is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
And it's just when you watch TV, you see that the money drives. It's not about anything but the adverts. It's just it's crazy.
Yep. Well. Anyway, back to our little corner of the world here.
It's a quiet week though.
It is a very quiet week. We've got we do have Kanan Board of Selectmen tonight. They moved it up from last week, and I guess we have Falls Village doubleheader tonight. I'm thinking.
I think we do too, but
but it's not much going on. So,
which is a good thing, actually.
Yes, it is a good thing.
give us all a little breather here.
Yes. I've got hardly anything on my calendar for the rest of the week. So.
Yeah, no, it's for the rest of the weekend, even into really the weekend.
There's
a couple interesting things to talk about. First of all, the Sharon Playhouse, I really like the way they're trying to get the community involved. Coming up this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
if you're a veteran, you'll get 2 free tickets to see Always Patsy Cline.
Right.
For the performance on Sunday at 3. All you have to do is contact Joanna at 860-921-7566. And leave your name.
That's great. Two tickets
will be waiting for you at the will call booth. And if you want more information, Marianne Jones at the American Legion and Post mm-hmm. and Sharon is the person to call at 860-397-5296. That's really a very, very nice gesture.
Right. Yeah, and I understand the shows have been really good. They've gotten great reviews from the people I've talked to.
Yeah, so,
that's a very nice thing.
But also, you said there's a couple of things here that are also interesting. First of all, the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is now part of the Hospice for Veterans. This program that is a national program, they are now doing that locally here. But you had somebody sent me a piece of news out of Kent, Ruth.
Right.
And that
yes.
is the Kent Nursing Association merging
with Kent Community Fund. Yes. So the KNA has been in existence for decades and decades, and they are now decided, as with so many organizations, hard to find volunteers, missions change, and so it is merged, and we think it's going to be I'm chair of the community fund, so I think it's going to be a good thing for the town. The community fund works to help folks out in emergencies, and of course KNA deals with the health care aspect. So together, that should be really good.
Yeah, but I found that That interesting, because that's what, you know, people forget. Those are the things that we really, really need in our area.
Yes, we do. We had, well, as you know, last week we had a healing and remembrance for the three young people who were killed in car accidents this past year. The Housatonic Youth Service Bureau held it at the athletic field at Housatonic, and it was quite moving, and there were representatives from each of the families, and I think it helped a little bit to know they have community support. It was nicely done. And yesterday we had a dedication for the Shostak Preserve. Mitchell Shostak died about 4 years ago. He owns the property almost just on the Sharon-Salisbury line on Route 7. And his wife gave 54 acres that abuts the Appalachian Trail as you're coming down Route 7 just past the high school. It's a steep part, but it's beautiful landscape. And there was a very nice dedication yesterday with all his friends there. So, and the preserve is being given to the Salisbury Land Trust. So it's always nice to have, you know, these people who really care about the land putting it in perpetuity for everyone to use, which is lovely.
Yeah, we want to remind people also that with primary day coming up on Tuesday, don't bother going to your town halls. Because town halls are closed on Tuesday.
Town halls are closed, yeah.
Because, you know, I sit here all the time and I see it. When, you know, people
yes,
come,
as you look out the window, yeah.
I also am going to the car and people want to go to the town hall and they don't understand that it's a voting day. And
it is a voting day, and it is a long one, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, and please vote. I mean, we joke about all the candidates, but, you know, what other country do you have the right to vote, and how many people don't? The low percentage of voters is staggering. It just boggles my mind.
And there's a couple of interesting things coming up this weekend. The St. Martin of Tours Parish at Norfolk has their annual community picnic on Saturday at 1. And Sharon, a Sharon resident's coming back to talk, and that is Jessie Sheehan. She's going to do her talk,
right,
the Baker's Talk at
Baker's
the Sharon. That's on Saturday at 4.
Right, and there are a couple of art shows. There's one at the Hunt Library. I believe Sergei Fedorenko is going to have his show. So there are some things, but it is a quiet before the last hurrah of summer. So no doubt we will find things to cover.
And I want to plug that the Cornwall Library, because they asked me to, is having Adam Van Doren discussing his book, The Stones of
Yale,
at
5
p.m. on Saturday.
And everybody knows Adam. They live in Cornwall, the Van Doren family, and he's done some really great books. And he was at the book signing in Sharon the other day, too.
So it's quiet week, but those are just some of the things that are going on. And you know what, Ruth, we deserve quiet weeks every once in a while.
But you know, Marshall, quiet never turns quiet.
It never gets. It's always like a glow. It's like a yellow.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we can say, hopefully, the Region 1 can't rear its ugly head, hopefully, in the middle of summer.
We've got, well.
Oh, you got time. It's just
it's coming
starts.
Up, though. I would assume the new teachers' meeting will be coming up shortly, and we'll be on the run here again, Marshall. Yes. and the hospital issue.
It's not going to go away, yeah.
Yeah, that's, again, I believe they're going to be discussing it at the August 28th meeting of the Board of Selectmen in Sharon.
They're going to add it to, until they're going to add it to the Selectmen's agenda, I think, until it's really decided.
Yeah, and give people a chance to talk. So.
All right, Ruth.
It's quiet, but we still.
Don't use that word.
Yeah, I shouldn't. Okay. We'll jinx. Jinx it. Okay. Well,
have a good week.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Find out more, of course, at rap-am.com.